One of the biggest positions for the Broncos in this year's draft will probably be inside linebacker. You think about what the Broncos have lost in the past season. Danny Trevathan, of course, was a huge coverage linebacker for the Broncos in 2015. So we start with the inside linebacker position. We're going to skip over a couple of guys that we think are going to go a little bit earlier, guys like Miles Jack and Lee out of Ohio State. And we start with a guy who a lot of people might have missed last year, Scooby Wright.
Yeah, Scooby Wright might have one of the best nicknames in the entire draft. Got that name, Little Scooby Doo, from his dad. But came in, played as a true sophomore, had 83 tackles that year, as a true freshman. Then came back his sophomore year and almost doubled his production. 163 tackles, 6 forced fumbles, 14 and a half sacks that next year. And then, like you mentioned, got hurt his junior year, but decided to come out anyway. Could be one of those sleeper-type picks, Mace, that because of the injury could slide down. The Broncos might get him in day 2 or 3.
Not only because of the injury, but because of a poor combine workout. I think the 4.940 that he clocked, that's really going to hurt his stock a bit. But you mentioned Danny Trevathan at the top of the show. Trevathan was a guy who had great film, but bad measurables. And Scooby Wright... He can see from the film. He's everywhere. His in-game awareness is terrific. He's always around the ball. Plays faster than that time, 4.9 speed. And, you know, he's 239 pounds. He wish he was a bit bigger, but I think he can stand up to the pounding he would take. I think he'd be a good fit.
And only one scholarship offer coming out of high school, Arizona, certainly provided a lot of production for them there.
Had he been able to come out as a sophomore, 2014 Nagurski Award winner, might have done better as far as coming out a year earlier, avoiding the injury, but that's what he's faced with now. Okay, so we move along to a guy who SEC fans very familiar with this one, Reggie Ragland out of Alabama.
Yeah, Ragland, you know, beyond those top guys, I think, is the best inside linebacker in the draft. And I don't know that he's going to be there when the Broncos pick. But, you know, he's fast enough to be able to be an every-down linebacker at 4.72 with his size. You can put him in coverage on tight ends, and he can flourish there. And you know he can stuff the run. You can see there he can even be used on the blitz from time to time. Great all-around inside linebacker. I think he's a day-one starter wherever he goes.
Yeah, for sure, especially coming out of that Alabama defense. You know that he's going to be ready for the NFL. Might not be quite as good as a C.J. Mosley type guy, but you know he's a terrific athlete. He started receiving recruiting letters in sixth grade for basketball. So you know that he's definitely an athlete, and of course he's the SEC Defensive Player of the Year last year.
Just looking at him, he looks like a prototypical NFL inside linebacker. Great pedigree, nasty hitter, 6'1", 247 pounds, and like May said, probably a day one starter in the NFL. Okay, so we talked about Scooby Wright earlier, the Nagurski Award winner in 2014. We go now to the Nagurski Award winner in 2015, and Mace, you love this guy, Tyler Matakevich from Temple.
Another guy who you look at his timed speed and his quickness, you're not wowed by the numbers, but you're wowed by his play. Look at him out there on special teams. So even if he's not a starter, he's going to be able to be a positive contributor to a team right away. But you can see on the film, and I've watched several games of Matakevich's, always around the football. He clearly has a nose for it. He has the instincts, and he studies very well. Looks like he's sometimes almost seems to be in the opponent's huddle. I like him a lot. I think he's going to be a day three guy, but you know, Danny Trevathan back in 2012 was a day three guy, and I think Matakevich compares very well to him.
Yeah, average size, average speed, but like May said, always around the ball. 4 straight years of 100 tackles or more. And let me just make sure I get this right. Well, at the end of last year, he had the most career tackles by any active player in all of FBS. So always around the ball, that's always a good sign.
I'm going to try and stump the Mace right now. Mace, Broncos have only drafted one other player out of Temple. Do you know who it is?
Steve Watson.
Close. Zachary Dixon, 1979.
He was undrafted.
So the Broncos haven't added a guy from Temple in a long time. Brandon McManus, of course, is a Temple guy. But we stay with the linebackers, and a guy that we did draft last year, Shane Ray. We now look to his former alma mater and Kentrell Brothers, his linebacking mate from back in 2014.
Yeah, the thing I like about Brothers is it seems like he's always the first man to the ball. Like whether it's a play developing on the outside, whether it's a play on the inside. Great ability to read how a run play develops and get to the hole and fill the hole. Big question on him, frankly, is he stout enough to make the tackle by himself? One thing from watching a lot of Mizzou games is he was there to hold up the ball carrier, but he often needs some help to get the guy down. Now, in the NFL, with a defense like the Broncos, you got so much speed elsewhere, that's just fine. But that's my only concern about him.
Yeah, he's durable. Played in 40 straight games. And you're talking about an inside linebacker, probably going to play some special teams. He had 3 block kicks in 2015. And he also had consistent production, recorded double-digit tackles in 11 of 12 games last year, so you know that he brings it every single week.
Do you guys like the fact that he comes from an SEC school? I know Shane Ray was the only player from Missouri that the Broncos have ever drafted. Do you see them going back-to-back years, possibly taking in a guy from Missouri?
Mace likes it because he's a Missouri guy. He loves that. What are you going to say?
When you go against the kind of running backs and offensive linemen that you have to go against in the SEC, that is the closest approximation to the NFL that you're going to get in college football. I mean, we've seen, Mizzou's cranked out front 7 guys for the last few years, and especially since they got to the SEC, I think that Kentrell Brothers can fit right along in that class.
You're talking about Coney Ealy, Michael Sam, Shane Ray. Talk to Shane Ray about him, about Brothers. He said they came in together. They were very close. So that could be a nice little matching there if Brothers was able to.
The chemistry is there between the two. Actually, when I was looking at the film, I went back to the Ray and Brothers film together. And a lot of times they were tag teaming on guys.
Yeah. You'd like to see that next level.
It'd be great to have that here in Denver. The Broncos on the lookout for an inside linebacker in this year's draft. Could it be Brothers, Ragland, Wright, Matakevich? We'll just have to wait to find out.